بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت مولانا رسول الله صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ وسلم توقع سیدنا اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی invited نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم معراج. How did he address him? He didn't not address him as a Rasul. He did not address him as a Nabi. He addressed him in a way that he wanted him to be all the time. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. I'm saying what Hazrat said, I'm just repeating that. Allah Ta'ala invited him, he said, I invited my Abd, my slave. The word is slave. Now this word slave, abdiyat, it's a very great quality. This quality of slavery, to be a slave, it's very easy to see, I understand I'm a slave. But you do not know the true meaning of slave. When a king, a person came to him and asked him, you want a job? So the king asked him, where are you going to stay? So wherever it sent him. So what are you going to eat? Whatever you give me, but this is going to be here, these things. We feel that we just have to hear and forget about it. Then wherever, whatever you wear, I'm going to sleep, wherever you sleep. So the thing that slave asked him, how come is it that you, that whatever the king asked him, what is this? He said, I'm a slave. I cannot have what I want. It's what you give me, I do. Now why is it that the Buzhugan didn't give us this incidence of this kind? To bring that quality into us that we are slaves. For that part. We are slaves. There's no such thing as we ask for anything. We are being told to do, we just do it. Amanna was the part. Whether you like it or you don't like it. There was no such thing as, you know, you're looking for something, you're looking for nothing. A slave is that person who completely becomes submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, completely, total submission. There's no such thing as, you know, he had any kind of hidden agendas, you call it. Whatever my Allah tells me to do, amanna wa sadaqna, and I am totally submitted to him completely. So Hazrat said that the greatest quality a person can have in him is abdiyat, means total ajizi, inkisar, powerless, I am powerless, I got no power at all. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. He said la hawla la quwwata. Did you ever ponder upon this meaning la hawla la quwwata? If you ponder, there is no power, there is no greater than Allah. So you're having this in your quality in your heart that there is no one more greater, more powerful. I am powerless. I am helpless. I'm nothing. I'm completely. That's what you call it, that humility that is wanted. Total humility. I want you to understand that this is the most important thing when you come to suluk. Taking the road to Allah Ta'ala, this is the first thing one has to have in him. Wash out all that what you call, which if a person wants to come into suluk, is pride. Take out pride of you. I am nothing. No one can tell you whatever they want. If there's no pride, why he spoke to me like that? There must be no pride. Whatever is happening today is because of pride. Why must you get arrogance when coming to you? For what arrogance when coming to you? So one thing you must remember, that as far as you have, the moment, he says that the moment you have humility in you, then the sign of pride must not be you, the smell of pride must be you. Smell of? If you got the smell of pride in you, that means there's a defect in you. Allah Ta'ala can give you everything of the best. Allah Ta'ala can give you everything of the best of the world, everything. But pride will not come to you. Arrogance will not come into you. Let me tell you, it's very easy to talk. But this arrogance that people have in, that pride they have in them, that to look down at people, to look down at people, until unless you do not have that in you, that you look down upon yourself more than anything else. Humility, ajizi, every moment you are powerless, oh Allah, I'm powerless. Oh Allah, I'm helpless, I only need you. This is a quality everyone is supposed to have in us. To subjugate oneself, to be completely and to embrace Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the law of Allah. Slave must look like a slave. But this is it, must look like a slave. Be very honest that we are not slaves. We are not living like slaves. Slave is a person who does not look at anyone else because a slave, I'm so down. I have no time to look at anyone else. I only have to look at one person, that I'm whose slave I am. Whose slave I am? I'm alive and with him. I'm a slave of who? Allah Ta'ala. So if a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're supposed to complete your old direction with Allah Ta'ala. So as he says, the purpose of trying to come is because the root of everything is love of the world. Love of the? Why does pride come into a person? The love of the world. High ranks he wants. High dignity he wants. Honor he wants. That is what he wants. So those are the things. The root of pride. That everyone has pride because I want to be the higher rank. I want to be honored. I want to be dignified. No one else will be higher than me. So those things must completely come out of us. This is what? Many a time a person thinks, I'm going to the Khanqa. For what are you going to the Khanqa? Is it because you have no food at all? No food at all? Alhamdulillah, Allah can give so much. The purpose to go to the Khanqa is to eradicate these things, what you call it. But you have to take it out of you. Or if you're keeping any contact with any buzruk, any saint, any Allahwala, then to take out these things one out of you. Why I got pride? Why I'm looking down at this person? You're reading namaz, you're reading Quran, you're reading tasbih, everything, but you still got pride in you, you're looking down at that person. You walk out of the masjid, you see a person drunkard, you look down at him, khalas. You look down at him, but you're failing to realize he made tawbah tomorrow, Allah can give him what happens to you. So this thing here, the Khanqa is for this person, but the person that is going to the Khanqa, he must realize this, but the purpose is to make it Islam. To make this Islam. And you must understand that when you go to this to make Islam, the Shaykh has to go, but how do you do? And then you can't be hard with Shaykh. The Shaykh can't be hard with Murid. The Murid run away. But 10 other doors are open. 10 other doors are open. If the Shaykh tells the Murid, hey, please don't miss your time, move. Jazakallah, go some yards. That's not a Murid. That's a Murid, Sikh person. Murid, a true Murid is he who gives him down completely to the Shaykh. Whatever he says, he just bow down to him. You know that Mirza Jana Jan Rahmatullah Ali's incident with Ghulam Ali, his special Khadim. I mentioned it some time ago to you. The time when he was doing the fan, when he's fanning him, why are you so slow?
So he said, being grand pastor, oh, you want to fly me now? I'm a flyer now. So what was the incident though? Not a normal incident. Stay so long with the Sheikh. So when the Sheikh told him that, he said, neither here nor there. What way, where am I now? Neither here nor there. So you may, and you and I may think that that incident, that comment that he passed, the statement he passed, is small and minor to be taken out. The moment he passed the statement, leave your family and go out. Now, what did he mean? To him to go out? What's the reason for going out? You may be thinking this much that because you know why, Sheikh got hurt. Sheikh got hurt. Sheikh did not get hurt. But Sheikh prevented you from getting hurt. Sheikh does not get hurt, Sheikh prevents you from you getting hurt. Which you do not understand. So if you look at it, that they don't look at the action, they look at the motive, what's the outcome of the action. The Sheikh do not look at the action at all. He spoke like that, not the action. What's the outcome of the action? Why this action took place? Why he spoke like that? Because what is going to be the outcome of this when you go outside? So his unhappiness is not because of because in harm to me. Yes. Because in their hearts, the Buzugana being, they don't know what is the meaning of insulting, to get insulted. They don't know what's the meaning of taking revenge. Why I'm saying this is we take revenge. We take revenge. They don't know what's the meaning of revenge. Remember one thing, when you take on the road to Allah, the first thing you remember that if you, I said when you have abiyat in you, you're a slave. A slave does not know how to take a revenge. He does not know what's the meaning of revenge. If someone hit him too, he'll turn away. I'm saying this because this is what we are, our Islam is this. If someone, if being vulgar with you, you turn away. If the wife hits you too, you turn away. If the wife swears with you, turn away. Until unless you do that, because the moment she swears you, and you feel angry, that means you're part of that. You say, the smell of pride is in you. Why did you get angry? The smell of pride. That worker is working for you, working so hard. But he's coming, and you are the boss. You are the boss. And sometimes he says something to you, because it's quite long with you, he says something out of turn. And you flare up. Halas. You flare up. What have you done? Why did you flare up? For what did you flare up? Because the pride, the smell of pride is in you now, the arrogance is in you now. You still got the pride in you. And we all know the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what the slightest bit of pride you had, won't go to Jannah. You won't go to Jannah at all. It's like Allah Almighty Father. It's not a small thing, my dear face of Islam. It's not. It's not a small thing. It's a very. So likewise, I have to say, that the moment the Sheikh stopped him and told him to go away, because he was surprised. There's a spark still in him. There's a spark in him up to now. One is a spark and one is a flame. He said, what come? How come he's so long with me? The spark of arrogance is still in him. That I just told him, just do this, do that. On death he's infected so badly. Infected so badly. You have, remember my dear friends, when I'm talking, we try to make our Islam. Each and every one should look into his life. We are not here to heaven. It's to look into our life, outside of friends, outside how people talk to us. At home how people talk to us. Are you in a position to keep yourself completely controlled? But in the position when the wife tells you, your son tells you, your children tell you, some friends tell you, your neighbors tell you, how do you respond? Do you have that control in you that you know Hazrat Chocharapan na ho? Do not flare up. After you flare up, you say, sorry, what's the meaning of that? One person writes to me and tells me, you know, first the wife said, the husband did this, that to me and that to me, and the husband told me, see, I told her sorry after that. But you did that because you caused the harm. But you say, every time you do the same thing and say, I'm sorry, is that the meaning of that? Where is your Islam? She can Mahasaya to tell her, what a tiny hair, whom to see the tiny now. She is crooked, but you must be straight. So where is your Islam? So the time when the Shaykh told him to go away is because the fear was there that at the moment is the spark is there. The spark is there. Why is the spark there? Because when the spark goes and continues the spark going to a box or anything, now what happens? It catches fire. When the spark goes to the box or anywhere and clothing also continues, what happens? Catch a fire. So where do we lead to? So the Shaykh said this month that I told you to go out, not because I will be insulted, not because I'll take revenge on him. I have not even heard if he swears me, if he hits me, if he doesn't affect me. Allah. It does not affect me at all. Why I'm saying that become like that is someone have to swear you to look at his face. The smell of Arabic must not be in you at all. The wife swears you have to not comfortable. And they should say, if she does something straight, but hey, does it hold that? Hey, surprising to me, she's something straight. Otherwise, she'll never be straight. So don't tell her that. Just to tell you this one, that this is the way the life is supposed to be. You can be namaz, both asan. Allah Ta'ala ke saath. But if you're talking, you're going for your Islam. This is your Islam. Aadmi bano. Become a man. Aadmi bano. You can walk in the street. So Hazrat says, I took him out, not because of my benefit, but the spark is there, I did not want that the spark to remain also. The spark must go away, because we all know that the moment the spark flame will come up, I want the spark to go out. But when he was thrown out of the khanqah, he was really crying. Not like you and I, really crying, you want to come back. You want to come back. But they valued. Mr. Janajan Rahmatullah Ali was not a small Muslim. Very great Muslim. Very great Muslim. That day he was passing away too, he knew he was passing away. He prepared himself day of Jummah, wearing clothing of the best. Mehman hu aaj. Mehman hu. Who knew that too? That kind of Muslim. But he wanted his Muris to be of that kind. Why did you have that spark in you, that spark when he out? For what you did that. In other words, they are very concerned of your speech too. Very concerned of your action of speech. Why did you speak like that? In other words, Hadith is telling us that we must learn how to use our speeches too. What's the use? The most important thing when you speak at home or outside, think very carefully, main kisi ko takleef nahi deta. Maulana, main kisi ko takleef nahi deta. With the action to not give anyone takleef. My dear friend, this majlis is very important. One friend of mine told me this morning, Mawlana, you're having so much majlis, what's happening? Why are you having majlis for? Tell them to learn something. I said, no, inshallah, they'll learn. They'll learn. He said, so much majlis is taking place. But inshallah, someone will learn, inshallah. Someone will learn. My husband did not stop majlis. Someone will go. With the muhabbat and burdu, you know, you're coming so much, you must change, inshallah. You'll become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're coming with that intention, why not Allah will help you? Have that intention, I'm coming here empty and going back full. I'm coming empty and going back full. And think like this that, oh Allah, my faults I've got, I have to put it right. Make intention of a make my Islam. Become a better person, become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become more dear to Allah. Remember one thing. If you want Kamil Iman, perfect Iman, then only come into perfect Akhlaq. Perfect job? And this can only come in, what I'm saying to you is that aajizi, humility in you. Humility in you, very humble. No matter how rich you are, no matter Allah can give the best of the cars, best of the house, best of everything. But humility is the yana you gain this. It does not make you a different person. It's not that after Allah will give you all this, the best of cars, and you begin to make salam to rich people and forget the old people. In your eyes, everything is the same. Everyone? Sumindra Jani Jan Rahmatullah Ali, you know, one day, before I go further, you know how he was very sensitive. Very sensitive. One day, the king came to meet him. He said, "No, they don't worry if the king comes and give him a big chair, no? One day, one stool, they drop upside down and sit down there. You came to see me, I didn't see you. You came to see me, I didn't see you." Buzuku at that time too, Allah Wala. And they wanted to come meet them too. He said, "I'm going to sit down there." The king asked, "You know, some water to drink, you can help yourself. What is wrong? Help yourself. You don't think what? Help yourself." And they had respect for the Buzuku too. Had respect. Even then, drank the water. And he put the glass upside down. And he put the glass upside down. Now he's going after another, whatever is called. He's leaving now. Give some advice. See, that person who put a glass upside down, what can he do? How you run his country? You can't put a glass there. They could speak like that. See, in other words, you have to restrict everything. Because the moment he's, you know, you got that glass upside down, you got a headache. Mirza Janajan was so sensitive that one lady brought a special, you know, godro. And that godro is on the way to make with the, you know, this sewing, all month straight. That lady gave that you not straight. One night look at your headache. Headache. Just imagine how sensitive he was. Sensitive he was. That if a child is a little bit ugly, he can't take it. Not that it's wrong, the child, but it's disappear. Very sensitive. Now he turned his chair to him and he cried in front of him, right outside. Today you can't do that. Another buzruk, you know, one day one this murid did something wrong, then go away. Today no chef can tell his murid to go away, just keep it and bend down. No man can go back, carry on. So now he's trying to come back. What must I do? My husband told us this. So it so happened that he came to know that the sheikh likes monkey tricks. You know, monkey comes, tricks in India. In India, it stops. If you see monkey tricks, you see in India. The monkey is doing real tricks. So now he heard the sheikh know the thing. So he went specially to learn the tricks. How to go back to my sheikh? Look at it, the intention. I want to go back to the Khanqa. What must I do to impress my sheikh to take me back? Not because of anything else. He learned the thing properly and he went back to him. And then why he doing monkey tricks in front of the Khanqa? Sheikh has gone here. Hazrat woh bandar wale aaye. Acha. Hum bhi dekhenge. He's mubah. So he went there and he saw the monkey tricks and all that too. So after the monkey tricks, you give some inam, no? Some gifts or something, you give some money. Give him over his sheikh. Everyone give him. Mere paas bhi aa jao. Mango. Kya mango? Ask what you want. So give me. See, Hazrat, I'm come back to your khan. Huh? Oh, you the one. But now give water. What the child. You see how shaykh they are just shafqat to, kindness to, everything there. But they, to make you a man, to make you insan, they don't have any kind of revenge. You can scold them, this is what I want from us all, including myself. If someone swears at you, don't look at the person. Mahasaj will tell us, if while you walk in the street, you drive in the car, if someone hooters, I'm saying that now, hooting at you badly too, don't even look at that person. What was the reason between them? Malum hota ke tumhara andar tak hai, the smell of pride is there. If you have a smell of pride, don't look at that. Apna kaam karo. You carry on. He walked in the street, one person swears you to. Why did you look at that person? For what you look at that person? You're looking at that person, no, why? I want to see where he is, who his person is. Not at all. A person coming gunat of Nakamba. The way you must be a person coming gunat, you cannot walk in, don't know who that person is. My eyes don't see it. This is what is wanted, is what is wanted. So the statement that he made was something that was very difficult, very dangerous statement. Why did you say that? For what did you say it? Now you say talaq to your wife and khalas. Then what happens after? Then you want to run around for small thing. You can't, what do you say? You can't even tolerate the small thing of your wife. You cannot even tolerate the small thing of your wife. If she tells you 10 things to wear, was it? Kahayat mal bahaduri. Why did Allah Ta'ala made like that, that if you tell 10 things, they ask for talaq to you, that you don't fall. They tell you 100 times and give you talaq, will you fall? And if you say 1 time talaq, what happens? Yet you do not understand. So it was something with the spark that was there, you know, the spark. As you said, see, the spark must not have that one. By having the spark of arrogance in you, why you only come to know when you are faced with a situation. It's very easy to say, you know, we haven't got that in you. But the moment you face a situation, then you come to know. Maaf karna, even the ulama also in witness. Ulama also victim of this, and they become sparked and they become completely, they forget who they are. I got a message this morning, one person came to me, how that person took off with him, I felt pity for that Pali teacher. You be very careful that you not get, you know, get sparked up. You know, the moment what happens, wait, what happened to you now? What happened? You learned the Majlis, what did you learn the Majlis? You go outside, a servant speaks to you, how do you speak to a servant? I've never seen Mahazat any time speak to anyone, whether it's Amijan, or anyone, I've never seen him any time speaking harshly and speaking loudly, but always with melody. Very soft, so much of humility. That person telling Mahazat, I've got no shoes. I got no shoes. He was supposed to show us his shoes are really bad or something. He was asking, Aapka juta kahan? Picking one shoe to ask him his shoes. Now if you and I were there, hey, what's wrong with you? Why don't you show where your shoes are? So that you can see the shoes. But Hazri Nafil was. That is what you call. Hazrat Mahashim Gungoli Rahmatullah Ali, if you want to know humility, humility is reality. Hazrat Mahashim Gungoli Rahmatullah Ali, it's raining, he's teaching Bukhari Sharif. The children all running with the Bukhari Sharif, running in the classes, he's picking each and one of the shoes. He's picking each and everyone's shoes. If that is not humility, what it was? This is what you call ajizi. They're carrying the thing there, they Hazrat kya ho gaya, they got shocked. That they're running with the kitab, Hazrat is picking up each one's shoes with them. Would you and I do that? Where's your humility? You go to your madrasa, your students have to go to madrasa. Start raining, others must be my shoes. Leave alone, I must take other shoes. I'm telling you, this is the bringing humility, bring out humility. You want humility, do those things to bring about humility. That give others chance to be front, you must stay behind. Give others chance to be front. I always say my friends, you know, they come, the ulama come to me. I say, the day you want to perform namaz, sit and stand down. There is no one to perform namaz, then you must perform namaz. But the moment you want to perform namaz, stay back. Because now you're not in namaz for Allah Ta'ala, you want people to make it. So how important it is that this humility must come into that extent that you walk to. Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Gongohi Rahmatullah Ali. Three people, one side, right side is Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah. Left hand side, Mawlana Yaqub Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali. He is the center. What a great man. One person comes, meets Mawlana Yaqub Sahib, Mawlana Qasim Sahib, and he smiles. He smiles. Which asana? You and I, Why didn't greet me? What didn't greet me? What didn't greet me? In other words, you come to realize who you are at the time when you face a situation. Yeah, then I'm passing on and I'm going to smile at them. I'm gone. They don't even feel if anyone don't be salam to them. And today we feel that person, you say one person is younger than you, and they make salam to you, and they make salam to you, khalas. Small person make salam, not to me. Make kuch hua me. There's make fun, this is what is called pride. That must come out of this. Why that he was respected, why not respected? Until unless you have those things, you must know that you got the smell of pride in you. And humility is something obviously which you must have. Mahazir said, the greatest quality of person in this world which Allah wants you to have is مَنْ تَوَاضَعُ إِلَّهِ رَفَعُ اللَّهِ. That person has humility in him. I'm telling you, if someone can sway you through, in order to get you. Whether wife, whether your child, everyone, humility, humbleness. That humbleness you must have in us. Until Allah you don't have that humility in us, then you notice there will be more nuksan in it. Hazrat Mahashir Bungoi Rahmatullah Ali was so sensitive that, you know, what must I tell you, one day he dropped some water drink, that clay pot water. While drinking the water, he says, it's metal, murdi ki bu aa rahi. While he's drinking that thing, you know, it's clay pot, they make the clay pots there. So while he's drinking the water, he says, from here, it's kind of great, no, the dead bodies. I can taste the dead murdeh ki bu. So he says, murdeh ki bu? What does Hazrat mean by that? You don't understand. So they went and asked that person who made that. So I say, what's wrong with you? Hazrat saying, this is no murdeh ki bu aa rahi hai. He said, what must I tell you? I couldn't find any place. I went to Kabristan quietly, and I made the people dead. How sensitive they were. How sensitive they were. But how humble they were. So much. In their heart of hearts, they say, me kuch nahi. When his Shaykh wrote to him and asked him, I always say this thing to remind ourselves. Kya haal hai? Ye haal ko choro. Bas do cheez. Remember this. He says, kya? Alhamdulillah. Mada or zam, don't know. You know what mada or zam means? Praises and disgrace, no effect on me. Have you stand in your heart, I'm telling you, praises them. Do not wait for anyone to praise you. And if anyone praises you, but no effect on you. No effect. If someone praises you, no effect. And someone disgraces you, no effect. You say, Alhamdulillah, mada or zam, don't know. If someone praises me, no effect. If someone disgraces me, no effect. One person came to Hazrat, I came from very far, and heard, you know, your dua get accepted very quickly. But you see, he came with that intention. If his dua is accepted, good hope, yeah. Not accepted, good never one. In other hundred times, you say, why are you telling me that? No effect in me. No effect in me. This is how we are supposed to be. If someone tells you anything, praises you, why? Praises you, Allah Ta'ala. Praises what? By someone praising you, Alhamdulillah, I thank you that you know you missed a target. And then you talk bad about you, no effect at all. So until, unless this quality does not come into that, only can come into humility. You must have humility to become humble. Humble! Do not look down at anyone. Think good of everyone and think you are the worst. Think you are the worst. Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, when a person in front of him stood in the mosque, said, who is the person that's the worst person here? He should have, I'm the worst person. I'm the worst person. Why don't you and I think the same thing? If Allah Ta'ala brought you here, who brought you Allah Ta'ala? But do you know whether in Namaz he said it or not? Only Allah knows. Who is the worst person? Mere kuch nahi. Mere kuch. I am nothing. But don't tell everyone, you have the quality. If someone says, no, you are nothing, then you say, oh Allah, okay. You get angry, but why are you getting angry? You should not just say, yeah, true, it's not nothing. So be careful, don't just use it. No, I heard I'm nothing, let me go and tell I'm nothing now. So someone says, no, you are nothing. But I'm proud of that. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Humility must come. Become humble. 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 I'm powerless. I'm nothing. But don't tell everyone to start to say. Everything make dua to Allah. Nothing. You did it. Everything that you do, oh Allah, I did not do everything. You did it. You speak to Allah Subhanahu. And every day, when you speak to Allah Ta'ala, you say, oh Allah, I'm nothing. Oh Allah, you are everything. I am nothing, everything you have done. What people say, Allah, that's your job. I am nothing. In reality, remind yourself every day. One great Buddha should do that every day. She say, Allah, I am. I am nothing. This is you that doing everything. By you saying that thing, that quality will come to us, inshallah. Allah, wa rahman kan kofi. Rabbana atina wa rahmina. Wa bil aqad hasana wa qina adhaban nar wa qina adhaban nar. Wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Sallallahu ta'ala. رحمة الله